Welcome to The Ether. Today is Tuesday, January 18th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to check out their most recent launchpad collection, Looney, which sold out in 18 seconds. What? In the coming weeks, make sure to follow their Twitter and Discord for updates on the next Launchpad collections. Dystope AI minting January 20th. Keep an eye out. The team recently updated a few performance features as well for an improved trading and minting experience. Find out more at luart.io. Terra Spaces appreciates their support. Today on the Ether, we have the Terra Ladies AMA with Citrus Mimosa, Sagittarian Bay, and Sarah Main. Hosted by Luart. Let's take a listen.
Hey everyone, we're just gonna get everyone up on stage in a minute here.
Hey, what's up guys? How's it going? Jordan, you here?
Hey everyone, how's everyone doing today?
Hey, what's up? Welcome.
Hi.
Guys.
Hello.
Hi everyone. Hi ladies.
Hello.
I'm so,
glad to have you here. Welcome, welcome. Join in. We'll wait a little bit for people to come. So I'm so glad today to have Jordan with me as a co-host. And we have Sarah Main, Luna Empress, and Nena Fizz. So we'll wait just a little bit so people to tune in. All right. So the point of this AMA is to learn more about some of the amazing women we are contributing to Terra's ecosystem, such as the three ladies we have as guests today. So we're really blessed of your presence. That's so cool. And just as an introduction, because I don't do AMAs really often. Actually, it's my first one. I'm CryptoPB. I'm a meme maker, Lunatic, of course, and I'm part of the Luart team with Jordan. So. As you might know, Luart's team has been working pretty hard recently, and I just wanted to thank the three ladies that we have in the Luart team. So we have Leslie, Kasia, and Kasia. We actually have two Kasias. That's pretty funny. Currently, we have Kasia 1 and Kasia 2. We didn't find any way to differentiate them so far. But yeah, I just wanted to thank them for their hard work and their contribution to Luart's success so far. And do we have Leslie with us today? I think she's hosting.
Hi.
Oh yeah.
I'm right here. Hey. Hey PB. Hey everyone.
Just before we start with our guests, would you like to present us your role at Luart and let us know what you do on a daily basis with us?
Yeah, of course. So in my bio, it says that I'm a coffee girl, but really I help a lot with marketing for NFT projects and then like just the Luart marketing itself and then with community management. So it's just a bunch of different little things.
All right. Cool. Thank you so much.
She says little, but I beg to differ. She helps with all of the stuff on Twitter, all the announcements you see. So it's definitely not little task if I have to say so myself.
Oh, yeah, definitely. All right, so let's start. Actually, Nena, we met in Miami, and it was Decentral event, and that was a really cool event. We went with Jordan for Luart, and honestly, that was one of the best events I did so far. It was 3 or 4 days, some kind of cool events, and We met there and we actually discussed a lot during DeFi Alpha event about women in Terra and in crypto in general. So would you like to tell us more about your vision of women in Terra and in crypto, Nena?
Yeah, sure. So yeah, actually we met there. It was a great event. I also brought my brother from Colombia, so I had a blast. We learned a lot. And by the way, like, I got to see how hard all the projects work. And guys, like, you have no idea, like, these guys are just working all the time, very hard for the ecosystem. So they have all my admiration. And yeah, so after talking with PV, I got to see much more about how minimal was the involvement of women in crypto. So I tried to dig deeper in what was going on, and I got to see the demographics of the crypto owners. And basically we have 79% of male population and just 21% of female population. 58% of them are 34 years old or less, and 82% have a bachelor degree or higher. So I tried to compare, like, oh, maybe it's that we're too old. Most of the women maybe are over 34. And that's not true. We have a median age of women worldwide that is 31. And when we see the educational attainment worldwide by gender and level, we see that in primary education, there is more men than women. But when we get to tertiary education, that is like bachelor's degree or higher, we got much more women with these degrees. So basically, we can see that crypto is not targeting correctly the women's attention. And with that, we're losing the opportunity of having more customers, more highly educated people to help build ecosystems and community, and to help the overall crypto adoption. Because even though there is not much women here, there is a lot of women in the Senate and in policies and in corporations that we need to help us get a better image and an acceptance of crypto overall. So yeah, I think that crypto allows people to get money based on their knowledge and effort, and without the limit of race, gender, or age being an issue. So crypto has the potential to reduce the gender gap that is still divide us. So, well, we need more spaces like this. So thank you.
Love it. Love it. And I think at Decentralcon Miami, we also met Weifu. And she's there with us. So thank you for being here too. We had an amazing conversation there. And thanks, Nena, for the statistics. That was, I didn't know about this actually. And I just knew that there is not a lot of women in crypto in general and in Terra. So yes, we'll see. We'll discover many projects that you guys have, especially Empress. I won't spoil about what you're going to say and the projects that you want to share with us, but it's going to be amazing for women, I'm sure. So, okay, Nena, thanks again for the statistics. And we know that Terra's Hispanic community is pretty amazing. They're called the Lunaticos. And would you like to tell us more about them, about how it's going in this space?
Well, the Lunaticos community is awesome. Right now we have over 2,000 members in Telegram. It's a very welcoming community. Everyone is willing to help you and get you involved as much as they can. We have giga brains and crypto OGs that I admire a lot, and that are willing to share their knowledge and help build the community all the time. So they're just amazing.
That's cool. Actually, do you know any other women that are Lunaticos, like Hispanics, like Spanish speaking ladies? Because I can think, like, when I think about Lunaticos, I think about you, of course. I think about Midas, but I cannot think about any other lady that I'm familiar with from this community. So if you know some of them, please, you can name them, and that would be super cool.
Yeah, so actually we have right now that I can think of, because as you say, there is not much women. We have Nati Shi. She also makes some content about Terra. She has great, like a Twitter with a lot of threads about Terra. She's a gigabrain, as I just said. And we also have Yos. So Yos is one of the girls that is answering all the time in Astroport. She works with Midas, and she's awesome too.
Cool. Okay. That's really nice. And maybe you told me about earlier about some news you would like to share with us, maybe involving terabytes. Can you, like, are you allowed to tell us more about this, or is it still a little secret? Or,
well, no, actually, I was just talking with the team. So, well, I love the Terra ecosystem, and I think that it can have a big social and economical impact in Hispanic countries, because we have very bad economies, and our policies and stuff, like, they are just made to screw us. So basically, there, in order to get out of poverty, you need five generations. And crypto in general is a way for us to get out of poverty, to have a better life. But I noticed that one of the things that it is stopping somehow the adoption of Terra in the Hispanic countries was the lack of Spanish content. So we don't have a great proficiency of English. So we need more content in Spanish. So after going to TerraCrumbs, that I had an interview there, I got a lot of people saying, like, help us, because you somehow have that connection. You understand the language and stuff. And that was also a project that we have been talking before with Midas. Like, we need more content in Spanish, but who's going to make it? So I just got the courage, and I get together with some amazing people from the Lunaticos community. I don't know how, like, the universe got together. The three of them are from Argentina. Is Tino Eliseo, that is actually in GT Capital too, and Milstein. All of them awesome, and they had been building the community a lot. And we're creating a sort of terabytes in Spanish called Terranesta, and we will launch this week. So we hope that it will get more Hispanics involved in the ecosystem, and we hope to contribute. And as I said, like, we got lots of support of Midas and Imani, who have been essential also in this project. So love them. Much love for them.
Wow. Okay. That's a lot. That's a lot of great news. Thank you so much. And yeah, I'm sure Midas and Imani, are helping quite a lot on these projects. These are cool people. I didn't get to meet Imani, I think, but Midas, I met him in New York City with Jordan, actually, and we met him. That was the only time. I thought he was in Decentral, but no, definitely not. But so cool. Can't wait to see more about this, Nena. And thank you so much about this. And okay, so we've got Luna Empress with us today. And how's it going? Are you here, Empress?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, you guys. How are you doing?
Pretty cool. Just chilling in this AMA. That's going well so far. And I was wondering, so when did you enter Terra Luna? Like, how did you discover the space?
How did I discover this space? Well, first and foremost, a friend showed it to me, and so I looked further into it. Once I noticed that it was built on Cosmos SDK, I figured, being that it's interoperable, this is a safe stance and a safe space for me to be in. And I also like the tokenomics on how UST is minted. So all of these things were really attractive, and the tokenomics in general overall. This is like my first time diving into crypto, and I didn't have to go through any other altcoin. Luna was literally my first stop, and ever since, I've just been growing within this community. So I'm really happy to be here.
Well, she's quite off pumping right now, right? We have it like kind of a V shape coming, something like this. So yeah, buckle up. All right,
buckle up. Yes,
pump it up. You know. So can you tell us more about your project that is coming? And I think it's called Terra Meta Royals. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Terra Meta Royals. The purpose of this collection is to increase the presence of women, you know, within the blockchain, but specifically Terra. So like Nina said, we already know that the presence of women in crypto is very small. So I can only imagine how small that number is for women in Terra. And this is where we need to be, because this is where we can take advantage of Anchor's 20% yields. I feel like that's what can really build a solid community. We need a solid foundation for us to build these projects on. And I feel like Terra is the best place to build these projects on because of all of the different protocols and all of the different ways we can utilize the UST here, per se. And other than that, I want to, you know, start donating to other women causes and just bring more women in and, you know, make them feel more comfortable, because a lot of women are intimidated when they come into this space because it's so male dominated. So I want them to have a place where they can stop and, you know, everything is there. They know exactly what to do and they have like a more softer approach to, you know, obtaining all of this information, because it can be really fast. And I know when I first got into it, you know, it was really fast and kind of, you know, complicated for me to learn all these things. But I eventually caught on to it. But I know if I came into Terra and it was a woman's DAO already there, it probably would have made it that much more easier. Because it wasn't until your shout out PV, which, by the way, thank you so much for that, because that alone, you know, fast forward everything and bring all these women together, because a lot of us weren't even aware of each other. Like, we weren't even aware of how many women were in this space. So that is another one of the main reasons why I wanted to create this project. And I've been working on this for a long time. I was inspired by the Galactic DAO and being a Galactic DAO citizen and watching how they basically started as an NFT collection and expanded into something that no other NFT project has done. It was really inspiring, and it showed me that, hey, we can actually build something for women here, and we can actually give back and just help bridge the community and bridge everyone in. So those are the main reasons why I decided to, you know, start this project.
Wow. That's really inspiring. Can you tell us more about the DAO itself, how it works, and the kind of content women would have access to?
Well, first and foremost, being that it's built on this chain, it makes it easier to communicate with other chains. So I feel like that's already an advantage. I feel like women who are looking to create projects, this should be the first place that they, you know, create their projects. I feel like everyone, if they're looking to build something that actually has utility behind it, this is the best place to do it. And, you know, this is expanding further than just women's NFT projects. We want to help all type of women projects and organizations, whether we're helping someone build a holistic center, or we're helping someone with their business, or helping someone, you know, with anything, whatever the women cause is, we want to bring utility to all of that. Because I noticed with Anchor Protocol, it's really saving businesses. It's really giving a lot of people hope, you know, that they can actually continue forward with their projects. So that's one of the main things we want to do. And as a DAO, we will donate to these projects. We will help support these projects. We will build these projects. And that's the main goal with the DAO, to continue creating projects and building and growing on this platform together.
Definitely. I think when we say UST, the people stable coins, can we agree that it's really the people stable coins? Like, it means something to me. This project of yours, it's pretty amazing, and it's really the definition to me of what the people stable coins means to me. So that's amazing. Thank you so much for this. And I can't wait to learn more about Terra Meta Royals, definitely. And so, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. I was just agreeing with you about USC being the people's coin. I think this is definitely the place where everyone can come together and have something solid to build and grow on. So, yes, I was agreeing with you.
Awesome. And I'm not so familiar with Angel Protocol charities. Do you know some examples of what they're doing and what kind of women-related organization that they support? Because currently, I don't really have examples of this kind of organization. I know there are some, but maybe you can tell us more about it.
Yes, they currently have a few organizations. One of them is Refugee Girls. And, you know, what they do is they give back to Rwandan teenagers. They give refugee benefits to them. Another organization they have is Alexandra's Lemonade Stand. This one is really inspiring to me. It was started by a four-year-old. And at the age of four, she raised $2,000 for her lemonade stand, and the money went towards children who were fighting for cancer. So unfortunately, Alexandria is not with us anymore, but the organization is still standing, and all of her proceeds go to children fighting for cancer. And actually, there are only three that I know of dedicated to women on Angel Protocols, which is another reason I wanted to build on this DAO, because it's not too many organizations on Anchor Protocol right now. The final one is Black Women Network. What they do is they create funding for Black entrepreneurs. They teach holistic wellness, and they also provide STEM. Well, basically, they give to women who are pursuing STEM degrees in higher education. So those are the only three currently that I know that are on Anchor Protocol. So one thing that I want this DAO to do is have a more hands-on experience when it comes to picking who we give to, who we donate to, you know, just expanding on what Angel Protocol has already done.
Well, it's really inspiring. Thank you so much for sharing your project with us. And I think it's pretty alpha, right? Like there is a it's pretty early in the project, even if you developed everything you told us about. Do you have estimates for us? Like, what's your current schedule for this amazing project?
Well, right now we're working on seeing where we're going to launch. Of course, my first choice was Lou Art. I really would love to launch on this platform, but Lou Art is in high demand, okay? So we're still trying, as we talked about before. So we're still working it out to see, you know, what platform we're going to go with. But obviously, Lou Art is my first choice. But depending on which platform we choose, that is when we'll release the mint date.
All right. Yeah, indeed. Currently, the mint lineup is pretty full until I don't know when. It's been crazy.
Right. Last I checked, it was mid-March, correct?
I'm not sure about this info, but yes, it's something there, Jordan. Can you like? But yeah, I think it's pretty full right now, and it's pretty difficult to mint on Luart so far.
That's kind of what it's looking like right now. You know, we've been taking in projects since late November, and December. Yeah. It really packed up, and then we had the Hellcats launch, and it was just, you know, it sold out. So everyone kind of just started jumping on board and messaging us. So you know, we're trying to actually like expand the capacity. You know, as we all know, devs are, you know, they don't just come around every time. So it's a hard task, but you know, like obviously we want to be able to give the full capacity, you know, but we'll look out for that. Like things might speed up in a few weeks, but you know, I can't guarantee anything.
Yeah, and please, like if these dates and the Mint lineup doesn't work for you, please see with other platforms, marketplace for NFTs, and use them definitely. We full aware that our queue is pretty packed right now, and if it doesn't do for your project, you should definitely go Mint with another platform. So, yep.
Yes, and up until the Mint, you guys can follow the page, and we have a roadmap in the bio. The Twitter page is Terra Meta Royals, and you can also join our Discord as well.
Awesome! Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I think I will do a post about it after the AMA on my account, so people can discover it more in depth. Thank you so much, Empress. That was a pleasure to have you here. And we'll have questions at the end, I think. That would be pretty cool. But now we have Sarah Main with us today.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing?
Pretty good so far.
Hi. Wow, it's awesome to be here. I'm actually, I feel honored to be speaking next to these wonderful women. I feel a little bit out of my depth, to be honest, but really, really inspired by, you know, what they're doing in the ecosystem. So, yeah, thanks, ladies.
So cool. Yeah, we had the two amazing ladies with us earlier, and I really appreciated all the work they put into the community, into the ecosystem. It's really promising, and I can't wait to see more about it. So, Sarah, what made you decide to take the plunge on NFTs?
It starts with my foray into crypto, which was at the beginning of the year, and I quickly discovered Luna and just got amazed by what I had found, and then from that felt like I had to spread the good news to the world. So I've actually got a little band of lunatics in Ibiza, and I've got my sisters involved, and basically anyone that will listen. But from there, like when I get into something, I literally like to just jump in head first. So, I mean, to get into the crypto space, I remember it was like lockdown in Barcelona, where I'd come to sort of check out places to live because I was moving from Ibiza, and we got locked down. So I was 10 days in this apartment on my own, and I just like, I ended up like that crazy person with all like papers up on the wall and like writing down all the protocols and everything, trying to like deep dive into it. So from there, I guess like, I did that thing. I was online all day, every day, looking at charts, trying to learn what was going on, because I feel when I don't understand something, I feel a bit lost, and I don't like that feeling. So obviously I found NFTs, and I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. This could like be sort of the end result of everything I've worked on in my life, because I started at Sydney University studying fine arts. Then I did an interactive multimedia degree, doing animation, and then I, you know, left it all behind for the nightlife and became a DJ, which is why I ended up in Ibiza. So all of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, I'm like putting all the pieces together and going, I could actually bring my whole life's work together in this space. So I just kept following people and working out what was going on, and you know, listening to Twitter spaces, and I'm watching a lot of the artists that I'd followed on Instagram as well, like go over into the NFT scene and like make it big, like Gabe Weiss, for example. And then fluffing around, trying out different things. And then I got COVID, and I think that gave me a real like kick up the butt to like get it moving. So I decided that I was going to release my first NFT collection on Talus, and I chose Talus because obviously, you know, I'm so ingrained in the Terra ecosystem, and I'm a proper lunatic, so I'm in a lot of Telegram groups, and you know, I do the whole thing. So I'm like, I have to do it here. This is my safe space. And so I, to make it actually happen, I decided that I was going to do like a family mint. So I got my dad's work. He's an artist as well. And I told my 9-year-old son that we were doing it. So it gave me like, I was accountable for actually making it happen. My 9-year-old son actually had his minted and up like a week before me. He's a little bit of a genius. So we did that and it went really, really well. And I sold out the first like 5 within an hour. And that was, you know, that was people that I know in the tarot community. And that's what I love about the tarot community is everyone's so supportive. And yeah, it was a really nice experience. So I did another drop on Talus. And from there, I'm like, right, I've got to head out into the big wide world, and now I'm releasing some art on OpenSea, and I plan to do a couple of other platforms, but only my real reason for doing that is to so I can get more value to give back to my collectors on Terra, because Terra is where I want to be as an artist. So I'm going to be releasing again on Talus very, very soon. Anyway, that was a very long-winded way of how I got into NFTs, but yeah.
No, oh, that was the full story. I loved it. Yeah. I loved it, really. That's so nice. Thank you. Thanks again for being here. And yeah, I mean, your background and your experience are so impressive to me and very inspiring. So can you tell us a little bit more about your DJ experience in Ibiza, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, sure. well, like I said, like my heart was stolen by house music in the early 90s, and I the first time I touched the decks, I did this mix and I got my beats on it, and I had that like moment of like, yes, this is what I'm gonna do for the rest of my life. So that's what I did. I sat in a room for 3 months. Same thing, I like to do the deep dive. And I went and got a job at my favorite club. And from there, it just, you know, that was what I decided to do. So I played all over Sydney and then all over Australia. And then I got bored. And then someone told me about Ibiza. And I'm like, yes, I have to go there. And I got there and I was just like, I was in love. Like, the island is such a special place. And if you've ever been there, you'll understand what I mean, especially back in the 90s when I first got to go there. And then I walked into a club called Pasha. And I remember the first time I walked in, I got to the top of the stairs and I looked around and I had another one of those moments where I'm like, this is my club. This is where I have to play. And like, my friend looked at me and was like, you're nuts. Like, this is not going to happen. First of all, you're Australian. You don't speak the language and you're a female. So that whole female thing, you know, obviously came up, but I was like, no, like when I have my eye on the prize, you know, I don't let anyone give me any negativity. So anyway, through lucky coincidences and always being there, I managed to get the job at Pasha, which meant that I had the honor of DJing beside like the legends of the electronic dance music scene. And all my heroes, people like Frankie Knuckles, he was a great friend, David Morales, those guys. Then I played with like David Guetta, like before he became the David Guetta as everyone knows him. So we started his Fuck Me I'm Famous parties in Pasha. And then, you know, I watched that, his success just go, you know, off the Richter scale, which was amazing. Like people like Swedish House Mafia. Like, yeah, we had them all. It was like 7 nights a week of the biggest DJs in the world playing in this amazing space. And yeah, that's what I did for like, I've been DJing there for like 20 years. So
20 years. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I survived. I made it through. But then I had a son and that sort of like changed the way I approached my life. And it was actually the best thing that's ever happened to me. So a couple of years ago, I decided that, you know, it wasn't really, I don't know, wasn't really fitting in with the lifestyle of being the mum that I wanted to be. So return to art full time. But I'm still DJing as well. Like, you can never really give up DJing once you are a DJ. So now I'm actually bringing that back into what I'm doing now, and I'm going to start DJing in the metaverse, in my spatial gallery, which I'm sure we're going to talk about.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This is one of the coolest stories I've heard in crypto.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. It's really crypto stories, but, you know, we're getting there. It's sort of getting sort of related, but yeah. Oh, this is the other thing.
I think the best
story with my career, obviously, you know, coming from the music industry, now I'm like deep diving into music NFTs and working out how I can bring that through as well. So, I mean, like, this space is so damn exciting. I'm like, from the moment I get up to the when I go to sleep, I'm constantly coming up with ideas or like learning new things. And, you know, it's just such an exciting time to be alive, I have to say.
I think that, like, you know, like, your story might not be crypto related directly when you're talking about how you got introduced to crypto at first, but I feel like that's like, those are the stories that people look for into, you know, when they're starting crypto. Like, how do these people get to this place? You know, what inspired them? And because everyone comes from different background, and it's so like this. I mean, this was really one of the coolest stories I've heard of just how you this evolution to crypto. And then there's so many opportunities for everyone, and it's so amazing. Like, from whatever background you come from, and, you know, I'm like, I guess, in the US, like, I'm a minority, so I see these issues through the other industries that I work in. Mm-hmm. So you have crypto where everyone just comes from different backgrounds, and it's just this, like, I don't know, beautiful experience that people can come together in.
Exactly. I totally agree. And that's one of the things that really excites me about this space, is that, like, it's so diverse, and there is a lot of like amazing support, and there's this, you know, the people that I've dealt with, you know, I hope I haven't just been lucky. Like, everyone wants to help you and is super polite and super supportive. And, you know, that's one of the things that was lacking in the music industry. It was a little bit more cutthroat over there. So, you know, it's just nice. I've always been like someone that loves to collaborate and someone that loves to help other people. So this space feels very, very good to me, and I feel like I found like home, and I'm just really excited to try and onboard like the rest of my friends into this space, the people that I've worked with over the years in the music industry, and show them the possibilities that we have in front of us.
Well, really, I'm really impressed by this background and this experience, and now here you are in the Terraverse.
a real
lunatic lady. That's really nice. And I think we can safely say that you're the kind of person that makes crypto fun and artistic, and what it is today in terms of the NFT explosion in Terra, in crypto in general. So thank you so much to be here again.
Oh, and, thank you, PB. That's sweet.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And also, you have two big projects at the moment. And the one you told me about, the first one is the Dead Presidents Society. Is
that,
am I pronouncing it correctly?
Yes, that's correct. Right. That's a brand new project. That's going to be an artist DAO. So I got contacted by a guy called Ryan, who came through another couple of the Talis artists, NFT artists, Andre Moon and Gavit C. They're also in this collective, but it's a really nice collective. He's bringing like creatives from all over the world and all diverse backgrounds. Like, we've got a rapper, I think there's a country and western singer, there's some graffiti artists. I mean, it's really, really nice, and it's all about collaboration, getting together as a collective to lift each other up, to educate other artists and help onboard other artists into the NFT scene, because it can be quite daunting, especially if you're not sort of technically minded, or, you know, it's not something that really catches your interest. It can be overwhelming, and we may miss some wonderful creatives that would actually be really great for the space. So the collective's all about that. They're doing great things. They're about to launch the Discord, I think, on Monday. And they've already got their first in real life event organized in DC for July, which is super exciting. They're expecting, like, I think up to like 45,000 people. So, I mean, these things just move super fast. It's like, I'm really excited to be part of this. I really need to like understand better what a DAO is. So I've been doing a little bit of deep diving again into DAOs, and that alone has got me really excited about the future. I mean, it's such a beautiful concept. And I'm just really excited to dive into this. And I'm really interested to know more about Empress's DAO as well. So hopefully I can help out or get involved in that as well.
So cool. So cool. So the Dead President Society.
Yes.
And so I'm sure many of you guys have heard about LunaFest, that is present with us today in this AMA. And I was really excited to attend this festival, and I wanted to hear more about it, because it takes place in the UK, and I'm not sure when, and maybe you will be able to tell us more about the LunaFest, Sarah, because I'm pretty excited about it, and I'm sure many people are.
Yes, me too. For me, like when I first had a chat with the guys about the concept, yeah, it got me really excited too, because I'm like, right, this is exactly where we, like from my perspective coming from the music industry, I'm like, this is exactly where we need to go now. You know, like this is the next logical step in my mind, and this is brilliant. And, you know, someone's going to do it, right? And why not? Why let someone else do it when it could be like run by lunatics, and, you know, using UST as the currency that everyone gets paid in and uses to buy things at the festival. So the foundations are getting laid now. The team's working super hard. There's an amazing team covering all like angles, and we've got the date set in mid 2023. So there's still like loads of time. And I was speaking to Ian tonight, and I was like, right, you know, like things are moving super fast now, but imagine in a year where this is going to be and where it's going to evolve to. Like, it's going to be a very, like, for me, I know it's going to be a spectacular event. And I know, like, coming from doing events myself, that, you know, it's going to be a sellout event. So there's going to be a lot of, like, I think they're doing tokenomics, where they're going to have Elfest tokens for early investors and all these, like, cool little perks. So if you invest early, you know, you get to vote on, like, who gets to play, and, you know, it's going to be like a festival for the people, really. And it's going to be exciting. We're going to have some like super cool like acts, DJs and live acts and crypto talks, and just all of us getting together. For me, that's one thing that I'm really excited about, is like putting a face to all these voices that I hear and that I've been speaking to, and everyone coming together in real life event, you know. So it's going to be game changing, definitely.
Yeah, and with Jordan now, we've been attending two crypto events, so the one in New York City, DeFi Alpha, and DecentralCon more recently. And as you said, Sarah, it's really the best way to put a face on the person you're talking to every day on Twitter, you're tweeting about, and all the protocols and projects, so cool projects that are launching on Terra and you've been following for so long. And that's really the kind of opportunity that you can meet these people and share with them and party too, because we did party a lot during these events. So I'm pretty sure LunaFest will be the opportunity to do
celebrate.
This.
Yeah,
to celebrate, you know, exactly.
And the thing is, you know, like this space is all about community, and there's nothing better than actually getting together in an in real life event to bolster that sense of community. So yeah, it's really exciting, and it's going to be just an awesome party.
Oh yeah, Jordan, are we going? Of course we are, right?
I hope everyone's coming.
Oh, you don't even have to ask me that question.
Whitelist for everyone here in the space.
You guys are
going. I don't
going
know if I have
what?
The power to do that. But
no, we'll definitely be there. And so I was wondering too, will we get a chance to see you perform there as a DJ, Sarah?
Well, like I said, you know, it could come down to community votes. You know, if you guys vote for me, you know, maybe I'll get up there and spin a couple of tunes, you know. I've definitely got to play. I'd like a DJ thing is like they can't be at a festival or a club and not DJ. It's actually a traumatic experience. So I'm going to need to get on the decks, even if I have to physically remove someone else. You know, no, I wouldn't go that far. I have done in the past, but no. But the thing is, what we're going to do, which is really cool, is have like a lunatics tent. So like, you know, because as soon as we sort of opened the chat and did the Twitter space, it was like everyone came out of the woodworks, and you'd be surprised how many producers, DJs, festival owners are actually in the lunatic community. So I'm like, well, we need to have like a mix-off, you know, where everyone gets to like spin a couple of tunes and go back to back. I think it'll be really fun. So definitely I'll be in there as well.
Awesome. So we'll meet there
yes.
with Jordan too. And so many people that I think will come, because to me, 2023 gives a lot of time to organize and plan the trips. So depending on when we're able to know the dates, mm-hmm. when this festival will happen, we'll be able to plan the trips and schedule this amazing experience. I'm sure it will be. So
yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think that's... everyone, you know, LunaFest has they're a listener, so they do have the Twitter page. So you can go and follow their Twitter for the regular updates.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, and it's been a long time. I haven't been in the UK too. So I'm originally from Southwest France, and I've been a couple of times in the UK, but I'm sure it will be a new amazing UK experience there, the LunaFest. So can't wait to learn more about it, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
great.
Yeah.
Cool.
And all right, so Syke, do you have a question for one of our amazing guests we had today?
Hi.
Please, go ahead.
Oh gosh, I'm so excited. I don't know where to start. I feel a little bit giddy. I'm a creator, and I started in the Solana space, and you know, recently in the last few months got introduced to Luna and the Terra Network and Cosmos, and just got so excited at what I was seeing happening. And I actually messaged one of the mods in LuArt, and I was like, hey, where's the women in this community? Can you connect me? And that's actually how I happened to come across this space. So glad that I'm here. Sarah, I left most of my party girl in like Ibiza, but I'm in Tulum. I could probably find a rooftop for you if you want to come and chill. I will make sure no matter what you get a chance to play. And, you know, I'm calling Mexico home now. So what Nina was saying of introducing, you know, more of crypto and the Terra Network to the Latino community, that really hit me, because this is where I call home now. And I as also, you know, we started the Solana ecosystem with our psychedelic sloths, and now we're I'm actually sporting the PFP for our Terra collection that's going to be launching in March. But that being said, I would love to connect with you and see what we could do in our part to open that accessibility. Even when we started with our first project, it was all about mental health and psychedelics, and you know, coming into this space too, we want to make sure that accessibility, you know, to women, to different communities, is definitely represented, and that we do our part. The crypto community has been so wonderful in creating a place at the table for us. We are a women-led team, and it means so much. So please, please, if there's any way that we can, you know, be a part of that, let's connect. And and then again, you know, I was Luna Empress, this is why I'm kind of like fangirling. I really see what's happened with a lot of these communities. Oftentimes it was men leading in tech, and then I'm seeing that women are starting to lead in a lot of advocacy. Being able to like flip a lot of these tools, and use them for advocacy, for, you know, cause, driven purposes. And that makes me so excited, to see that. And like you've heard today, there's so many life stories here, and this is why we need diversity in the space, because we all have different hero stories. And as we do that, we start to see different people and different needs in the communities. So, it's really important to, you know, be cognizant of the different needs that are in this community and the different stories and how we can serve the larger community. The reason I think, well, among other reasons, that ETH projects or the ETH NFT space is not going to continue thriving is because of something like accessibility. I remember being in some spaces where they would say things like, okay, well, if you can't afford it because of gas prices, well, then too bad for you. And stuff like that, it won't fly. That's what tanked BlackBerry when they didn't think about accessibility and serving a larger market. And just the ethos of what's, you know, Cosmos and Terra is about is, you know, interoperability and collaboration. And I think that's just my bit. I just want to say I'm so excited to be here in the space, and I would love to connect with all of you and see what I can do to help and what we can do to contribute. And I appreciate you so much for everything that you're bringing, and everybody who's in this room listening, like, make sure that you follow everybody here, because there's going to be some big moves, some big shifts coming. It already has, but there's a lot of change makers in this space. So just be cognizant of that and keep your eyes open.
Wow, thank you so much. That was I totally agree with what you said, and I would like to add the fact that Terra provides a lot of tools that empowers people. We're all aware of this, and can we agree that it has to empower all kind of people together, and that's how it will thrive, honestly. And this men-driven culture that we've been experiencing too much has to completely disappear and leave the place to an ecosystem like Terra, where women can express themselves the way they want, can contribute on projects the way they want, and be as successful as any other kind of person in the world. So that might be a little generic, but that's really what I think. And yeah, just UST, the people, stable coins, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, I would have to say from about a year ago to now getting into the space, this is really, I think, the first time where I really feel that that message of, you know, nobody gets left behind is really true. It's truer here than anywhere else that I've experienced. And yes, we were in the Solana community, but I think it's something also to really talk about is, you know, as a community grows, how do you continue with that ethos? How do you keep with those core values? Like, even in the Solana community, I'll be honest, it's getting, you know, really scammy. It's getting inundated with a lot of people that don't have integrity. And obviously, you know, when you open everything up to a lot of people, then there's going to be all kinds of people, all kinds of projects that come in. But with, you know, what the, you know, the beautiful, you know, spirit that we see within the Terra and Luna community, I would actually love with, you know, to get your opinions for people that have been involved in this, you know, longer than I have within the Luna community. How do you feel this community is going to be different or lead differently in this space?
It's really what we are going to make of it. We are all responsible for the future of this community. And if you, I wasn't aware about Solana issues that you just raised, but I'm not very familiar with this ecosystem too. But if we don't want this to happen on Terra, it's really our daily responsibility on Twitter, on Telegram, on any kind of network communication. We have to make it a safe place for everyone, where everyone can express freely and enjoy the same financial tools, the same financial freedom that this crypto ecosystem is providing to us. So yeah, I would say it's everyone's responsibility, but it's kind of the same in any ecosystem, any company, any society, right? So yeah, we have to be really aware of this, because currently Terra community has been a gem. And yes, there's been some events, some people who did not contribute to this. But what I can see so far is only like amazing people like contributing to the beauty of this financial gem and enjoying its fruits together. So yeah, I thank you so much for your speech, Psyche. That was great.
Thank you so much. I do have one question for Luart. You know, as this community builds, and because, you know, you are building this incredible network and marketplace, there are going to be people that come into the space that are not super tech savvy. So going along the lines of, you know, what we're talking about, you know, and educating people and accessibility, what part does Luart want to play in educating a community as they come into the space to, one, protect them, and also to help them really thrive in this space?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, we from the beginning wanted to do differently with at least the projects that we are working with, that I think that other NFT marketplaces do. Like, we don't want to just be a middleman. We wanted to come off as partners to the projects we're working with. And, you know, that's up to discretion of how much help that we can give on our side capacity wise, but also, you know, how much help the projects need. So we have, you know, one of the guys on our team, Aston, he's done a really good job of assisting the projects in things when it comes to like figuring out tokenomics, figuring out, you know, how, and then the marketing side, we figure out how to help them with the marketing stuff. And we do have a single dev basically right now who is able to sometimes give feedback where needed. We haven't really like run into situations yet where the NFT projects haven't been able to handle some of their smart contract stuff. But as we continue to build these relationships, like, these are questions that we want to be able to answer. And for the community, like, we're very young, so we haven't experienced too much in terms of educating the community directly, other than, you know, educating obviously about Luart. But as we do grow, I think the same spirit that we have with being partners with our projects is going to continue with the community, because we really did implement a lot of things and listened to a lot of feedback already from the community that gave us, who were, you know, that was using our protocol, or maybe some things that they were seeing that they didn't like on other marketplaces that we can improve on better. So I think that this, just to like sum that up, if that's something that the community needs, like, that's definitely something we'll provide, because it is mature or immature in the NFT marketplace on Terra right now. So you're right, as we bring in these other communities who might not be educated on the Terra community, we should play a bigger part in educating. So I would say, yeah, I mean, we definitely want to be proponents of the ecosystem. So anything we can do to help build it, we're, you know, all in on that. There's nothing that we won't say no to, at least consider, you know, pending our bandwidth, of course. But as we grow, you know, revenue wise and project wise, we're growing our team as well. So the resources can also grow for the community.
Yeah, the team has been growing considerably recently. And you should see these guys working together, like in Google Meet meetings and stuff. That's really impressive. Honestly, the amount of attention we give to the requests from projects and really the teamwork that we're doing with the NFT projects that comes to us and want to mint or do secondary marketplace with us has been amazing. And I must say, I'm actually really proud of being part of this team.
I wish our head of marketing was here to hear that. She would have, yeah, our head of marketing, Kasha, she's done a great job. I think she was kind of like the glue to the team. Like, we had a bunch of people that were good at certain things, but we weren't really all able to function as a one unit on the marketing side yet. And she really has brought together all of what PB is saying and helped us execute really fast. I mean, our community, you know, when I started with LuArt when we had zero followers on Twitter, and we might have grown to a couple thousand. And when she came on, I mean, we went from a couple thousand to now 30,000 followers on Twitter in, I don't know, a month and a half, maybe 2 months. So it's really impressive that what she's been able to do leading our team. Hopefully someone recorded that so I can get brownie points from her.
Yeah, everything's going to be recorded, so she will have access to this, definitely. Nina, do you want to say something?
Yeah, so actually, well, that was a great question. But also, I think we have to think about what is to educate there, because I think that spaces like this one is also contributing, guys. So, like, the fact that you're already doing this, the fact that you have, I mean, from all the protocols, I think you are the one that has the most women involved. And all those things educate in a different way. The fact that you are opening these kind of spaces, that you are giving, like, that you're empowering, that you are also, like, allowing other people to see much more of the ecosystem and of the power that women have. Like, the brownie points that Jordan is getting is awesome, but it's also showing us that women have an amazing way to contribute. See, so that is also education. That is also a way that you're contributing a lot. So you might not plan it and see it like that, but it's actually doing a lot.
Well, thank you. I guess it's harder to see it from our side, but I mean, these kind of things are fun. Like, I really enjoy having these type of events, and I hope we can have more. And I, like, PB brought this idea to us to highlight the women on our team. And we always kind of, like, would mention, like, you know, we should put some faces or, you know, at least voices to the ladies on our team. So I think that this, you know, this was fun. Unfortunately, Kasha couldn't be here. We have two Kashas now.
Correct.
And but Leslie, yeah, she's here too, but I think she actually is in class right now.
She is.
But so, as you see, she's grinding hard. She's doing college courses and helping manage the entire Twitter and Discord community. So it's just awesome to see, like, everyone, like, even though, you know, we're men and women on the team, like, we all just work together, like, as if, you know, we were the same. And it's just, it's really cool to just, we all respect one another's, our responsibilities, and we like to see each other grow. And it's just been amazing. I've never worked on a team like this before, and I've worked in corporate jobs, and I mean, absolutely hated them. But anyways, like, I've just never seen like this. Maybe it has to do with something of like the crypto spirit that like helps us bring together more, but it's just really been fun so far. And I always say this, but I can't wait to see what more we can do.
Yes, definitely.
Yes, plus another thing that we have to see there is that I don't really think that we have been, like women in general, have been intentionally excluded from the crypto spaces, but also I think that we haven't been actively invited or included in these kind of conversations. So what you're doing, like, it's a big plus. So yeah, thank you guys again. It's a way to educate too and to expand this.
Of course, it's really our pleasure. And since we talked in Miami at the T5FI event, I was like, I need to do this kind of space because, I mean, it will definitely help women to express themselves and be more freely to do so and participate like in the projects they want to. So yes, thank you so much to you guys, Luna Empress, Nina, Sarah, Leslie, Kasia, and Kasia, and Psyche too, and all the other women that we have currently in this space, in this AMA. And actually, we wanted to see how this AMA would go. And I mean, we can agree that it went super well with super interesting guests, of course. And we'll make it a series, I think, to have it like once a month or something and have different guests or even some same guests if you have like projects that you would like to promote for the community and stuff. So definitely that's something we want to iterate on, to do again. So yeah, if you guys like it, definitely talk to other people in the ecosystem about it, and hopefully we'll have the voice of the Tewa women once a month in an AMA. And it doesn't have to be a Luart AMA or an AMA that we have to host or something. Just feel free to host yourself. It's really easy. You do it in a couple of minutes to figure out how to do it, and that's it. You're talking with the people with the real voice that you're tweeting about every day, and that is priceless to me, to hear the voice of the people I like in this ecosystem. And and that's it. Yeah, go ahead, ladies.
Thanks guys. I just wanted to say thank you for having me here, and I appreciate what you guys are doing for the ladies here in this space. This was my first time speaking. I probably sounded a little nervous, but with so much alpha in my head, and this is the first time I'm hearing myself say it out loud. So again, I appreciate you guys. Thank you for having me here, and I can't wait to continue growing and expanding in this space.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much to join us today. That was really nice. Yeah, I definitely loved the projects you presented, and I can't wait to learn more about it, especially that this project of yours that aims to empower women. I think it's really important, and it will have definitely, it will be super important in Terra in the future. So yeah, thank you very much.
Well, also thank you from my side. It was a pleasure to be with this amazing woman. You girls are doing an awesome job. Whatever you might need, I am here for you. And Empress, you sounded great. What are you talking about?
You did.
Yeah, everything was awesome. Like, it's normal that we might all get a little bit nervous. Like, for example, like, this is not my first language. Of course, I get nervous too. But the fact that you are talking and that you're exposing your ideas and all the value that you have to give, this is awesome. So,
thank you so much.
And thank you guys. Thank you for joining everyone. And thank you ladies. I am so happy to connect with with you ladies, and I can't wait to have further conversations with you and the other ladies in the Terra ecosystem. So my DMs are open, and yeah, thanks again, everyone. Have a wonderful evening or day wherever you are in the world.
Thank you very much. I hope to see you guys for the next episode. We'll check out the details. And again, thank you so much for sharing your experience with us today. And we'll see you pretty soon. So yeah, keep us updated, Sarah, about the Luna Fest. We definitely want to go there and meet all of you guys. So yeah, please do so. See you. Yeah.
Thanks. And any way that LUART can help support, you know, what you guys have going on. I know we've already had some conversations with some of you. Like, just please reach out to us, and you know, we'll do what we can.
Awesome, no problem. Will do. Speak to you soon.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Terra Ladies AMA with Citrus Mimosa, Sagittarian Bay, and Sarah Main, hosted by LUART. Recorded on Tuesday, January 18th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by LUART. LUART is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. LUART provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. TerraSpaces appreciates their support. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. They say rapping is the gateway, bringing home great pay, checking that replay. Sing along and we say nobody gives a fuck around my way. I make about $3 for every 1,000 plays, so add it up and do the math on that. Financially speaking, why the fuck would anybody wanna rap? But in this reality, the money comes from doing shows. But then where's the money go when you can't do the shows? I guess you could rap on Cameo. I've been asking all my friends if I can rap on the patio. 6 feet, motherfucker, step the fuck back. Doing a little magic, pulling rabbits out the rucksack. Not everybody's always in it for the money. Looking like another crooked Sunday, and I'm working Monday. So you know I ain't stressing, left debating great methods. Amazed to play Inception, the bass stay blessed.
See, even with these huge sums of overall royalties, the sums of money that go to the record label per playback can seem insultingly small. Many rights holders are making around $0.75 to listen to one of their tracks, leaving only some portion of that for the actual artist.
They're making pennies
per play. Until they can figure out how to turn a profit, their future will always be in question. But for now, investors see enough potential to continue to fund pennies per play.
Another day, another lesson. Living in the eighth dimension might be worth a little mention. Living in the Great Depression, got a real regal feel. Reeling in another sucker fish out to make a deal, just to make a motherfucker wish. Aw shit, now you only got two left. You know what I wish? We didn't have any loose ends. You know what I miss? Listening to excuses. Now we're on the fence like we forgot how to choose. That's what happens when people don't know what's true. In the dark, eating bullshit up like a mushroom. In the lunchroom, just trying to laugh it off. Meanwhile, foaming at the mouth like a rabid dog. Like a fake mating call at the zoo. It's looking like the view is getting disappointing too. I'm working on the new shit, trying to produce it. It's what I'm willing to go through when I'm making my music.